T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Look, all we are doing with this Trae Young post is projecting. We do not know. We don't have any information as far as the team officially giving us, you know, what the situation is. We know he's out tonight against the Pacers.
Right.
But beyond that, I don't know if that means next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We do not know. But, Mike, again, we were both commenting on this this post that Trae Young put out. But the reason why we're anxious is because Trae hadn't put anything out since the injury happened.
Right. And as we said earlier, guys, all you can do is try to, you know, read between the lines. And, you know, if you are biblical scholars, you know, and you know your Proverbs 24:16, you know, get on it. But, I mean, a righteous man falls seven times and rises again. Starts off by saying God never makes mistakes, which generally, you know, in when other athletes of Trae's, you know, level of stardom have put something out there, that generally precludes or precedes, I should say, some bad information coming out that he's going to be maybe missing some time. Don't know if that's the case or it's only a week or two. But hopefully it's limited. But either way, it's got Hawks fans nervous.
Yeah, no doubt. So as soon as we hear or if we hear something, we'll let you know. I think going into tonight's game, maybe we'll find out a little bit more potentially. And that's a game you can listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game's at 6:30, tips at 7. What's up, Big O?
Just perspective here. A guy that follows the station didn't tweet this at us, but I'm searching Trae on Twitter right now just to see if there's any news that's going to break.
Yeah.
Guy by the name of at Carl No Winslow, Trae Young tweeting Bible verses. I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, exactly. When you said that this was out there, we were like, "Huh? What?" And again, you know, look, I'm a God-fearing man. You can take scripture sometimes and use it in so many different ways depending on where your life's at. But when you're hurt, which we do know he's hurt, and you put this kind of stuff out there, it just makes people wonder, all right, maybe this is worse than what we anticipated. Either way, that's out there. 7 o'clock again tonight. Trae is out for this game. Meanwhile, Mike, the Hawks did exercise a third-year option for Zachary Richaché. I don't think it should be any surprise, guys. Remember, he was the number one pick. I know it was anticlimactic, right, when he was picked because of, okay, is this Wimby? No, it's not. But he was a number one overall pick. And I think there's a lot of confidence in what Zachary Richaché has shown, Mike, and he's going to continue to get better. I don't have any problems with the Hawks doing this. Look, they're trying to think about this long term while they're building right now around Trae, but we've talked about it. If Jalen stays healthy, Zachary, and, of course, Dyson Daniels, all those guys are going to be key moving forward with your core nucleus.
Right, and we like, you know, this team. I mean, everybody was raving about the moves made in the offseason, you know, from NAW and Kristaps Porzingis, everything else coming together. And now we've had a bit of a struggle with, you know, the defensive concepts, I guess, Quinn Snyder's trying to get these guys all on the same page with. Preseason is like, you know, it goes by in a flash. So hopefully that gets better. But, you know, if without Trae Young, you're dead in the water. As you said it.
Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Richaché. Zachary Richaché.
It's Richaché.
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 That's great.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Who was that again?
Holiday.
Who was that again?
Udonis Haslam.
Udonis Haslam. I love him, man. Your man was off the chain on that one.
Oh, he didn't care.
You know, Rosh Hashanah and all.
He did not care. Yeah. What was this dude's name again? No, he's really good. I like him a lot.
Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Zachary Rishashi.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year, guys. And it is our daily download. It's brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end of the year deals start right now. Mike, let's talk about LSU real quick. They fire their athletic director, Scott Woodward, following criticism from the governor, Jeff Landry. Now LSU's interim athletic director will have full authority to hire the Tigers' next head coach. Now, here's what's funny. Do you guys think this is a puppet? Do you think this is really going to happen where an interim guy just gets on the job, Mike, and he's about to hire the biggest employee in the state?
Right.
Or are there other people behind the scenes going, this is the guy we're going to hire, and you're just going to make the announcement?
Right.
Because that's what it feels like to me.
Right.
I don't think that – what's this guy's name? Osberry. Is that right? His name is Osberry. I think it's Verge. I'm not making this up. Osberry is the interim athletic director
at LSU.
At LSU.
Yeah.
They're
saying it's not going to be. I was joking around because in the past, you know, folks, the teachers and the folks out there said, yeah, you're basically taking money from education to pay off coaches, which is bad. That's generally not how it's supposed to work unless you're a football factory in the deep South. That would be the stereotype outside the South. And they kind of, you know, obviously do this stuff that makes people say, yeah, that's how it operates down there. This one, they say, no. It's not going to be public. How do you pay off a coach? State school. You're paying off a contract that was signed by the state.
Yeah.
Either way.
He's a former LSU linebacker, right, by the way. So he's connected to the university for more than 30 years.
But they're gonna have to – and by the way, if it's not going to be, you know, and I think everyone feels certainly that you've got your guy lined up. And it's if you don't go and get the biggest name available, right? And let's be honest, Carl, there's only one guy. That's Lane Kiffin. Anything else is going to fall short.
Yeah.
And that's going to be – I think it's going to eclipse Kirby's deal. I think it resets the coaches' market.
I think they have to. Real quick, Day-Day, you said there's a possibility, and look, I don't want to get Georgia fans all upset, but Josh has done an amazing job, but that they might call Josh?
I mean, kind of like people wonder if that would be the first call that they would make. He is a LSU alum, and obviously you see the job he's doing in Athens at Georgia, so why would you not put that call in? The question is, would Josh Brooks actually want to step away from what he's got going on in Athens for, you know, a lot of people are perceiving what's going on right now at LSU as a blank show
right now,
especially with the governor having so much say in what he claims to be his role.
Right. I'd hate to lose Josh, because Josh Brooks, I mean, jumping a guy who knows how to pass the hat, you've got everything where it needs to be. And, you know, just, you know, Jay Batt came in for Tech. You hate to lose him because he was there at a crucial time to kind of get things right.
He was.
You know, we're still waiting. And again, I know the basketball program has dealt with a lot of injuries, but you like the moves that he made. So, yeah, that's a guy that, boy, let's hope that's not the case.
Well, yeah, and a lot of the coaches there wouldn't want him to go because a lot of them just got contract extensions. The track coach just got one. Coach Carroll, Mike White just got one. And basketball. So,
they're taking care of everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, I'll say this to Josh because we know you listen. You've got a head football coach that has things under control. You are going to leave if you were and go to a situation where there is more doubt than certainty. I don't know about you. I'm not going anywhere where there's more doubt than certainty. And right now, for Josh, it may not be the perfect gig, whatever that might be in his mind, but your certainty is well off the charts with Kirby Smart doing what he's doing right now.
Technically, that might not even be his hire. They may hire the football coach before they even bring Josh Brooks in.
This is so true. And by the way, these are rumors, guys. You know, I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. But this is what schools do. They call the programs, Mike, that are having the most success, and they go, we'd like to talk to that guy. So it's no surprise if Josh's name is being thrown around for the LSU job with the interim guy now, again, Mr. Osberry, apparently having full authority to hire the next Tigers coach.
As a puppet for Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana.
No doubt about it. There's just no doubt.
Well, look, I mean, the governor, just like
The governor,
like we talked about it. You know, when we've seen this before. Not everybody was on board with Billy Napier. Just look where that went. Not everybody was on board even with Brian Kelly at the time in Louisiana. And we always said it was a strange culture fit. Bringing in kind of a, let's be honest, an egomaniac, condescending Northeasterner down to Louisiana always felt like a bad fit. Especially when you don't make the college football playoff, right?
Would Brian Kemp ever do this? The answer's no. Brian Kemp wouldn't do this.
I mean,
I'm talking about our governor, by the way.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But I mean, but Georgia, but again, Georgia's house is in order. LSU's football house was not in order.
It was not.
And the athletic director, which, again, a lot of his constituents were not happy. You know, it's almost like, you know, Louisiana, it's like its own country. And if you know, you go all the way back to the Kingfish, you know, and all this. It's like the governor, you know, it's a different world. It truly is. So, yeah, folks were upset about this guy.
His press conference looked like a crime investigation press conference.
Right.
The governor's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I hope Ron DeSantis fires everybody in Florida State. Well, we're going to create a
you
precedent.
You need another governor because, Carl, to step in.
We were talking off the air after we had Bryant McFadden on. Why would you give a guy who has clearly lost his way in Mike Norvell a vote of confidence? And say, we're going to wait till the end of the season.
No, that guy needs to be fired.
Especially when you feel there's a rush now. Everyone from Penn State to Virginia Tech. And again, my God, Virginia Tech, you're probably like 15th man on the totem pole trying to find a new head coach, right?
Yeah.
You want to get ahead of the posse and go get that dude.
If you are giving him a vote of confidence in what you've seen this year, you probably do need to be.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You fired. The governor is running things down there. Anyways, that seems like it's a mess, but we'll see what happens.
And for those who don't know, I dare say a lot of our audience never heard about Huey Long and how things ran down in the 30s and forward. And, well, hell, it's not that much changed since the 1930s, Carl, in Louisiana, if we're honest.
It doesn't feel that way
sometimes. As far as state government,
yeah,
right.
Sometimes it doesn't feel that way.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.